Good morning to Michael Hicks.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you, Michael?
Isn't it fun?
Oh.
What are we doing here?
Every day.
It's a gas, baby. It's a gas.
Every day.
Now, Michael, you, when you were on the board of TUSD for how many years?
8 years.
8 years. You lived on the front line of goofiness.
Yes, we did. It was an exciting time.
So you ran for city council, and now you're given this. And I think you have a good shot here.
I ran for city council. I won Ward 4, and I won Ward 2.
Which are the two east side ones.
Or the two main east side ones.
Right.
Because of the way the city does their elections and their control. The whole city votes for your...
Of course.
Which I don't understand. It's like, so every city council member within their wards is also a city council member in everyone else's wards.
Correct.
So why are they not helping the other city council members their wards?
I think Alan Willenbrock and the crew put together a cost-saving plan for the city of Tucson and said they should close down everything but the east side town hall, and everyone needs to move their offices downtown.
Because
if you represent the entire town, you should all be in one spot.
You should all be in city hall.
Yep. Absolutely.
Because you were voted on by the entire city of Tucson.
Correct. So now, here you are, and you say, I want to run for state legislature. Why do you want to serve in the state legislature?
Because I believe there's a lot I can do up there in regards to bringing more economic development into Tucson. I want to represent Tucson. I want to represent Legislative District 10. I continue to see more and more businesses closed up, boarded up, and with the coronavirus and everything just compounding this. And I think that being in a state legislature would allow me to be able to do more and be able to help my city. I love this. My foster father was, Lou Murphy, mayor of Tucson for over 16 years. He loved this city. He instilled that in me. That's why I'm still here. I didn't move out.
And by the way, Lou did not attend the Pancho Villa statue unveiling.
No, he did not.
I'm sure he was not thrilled with that being popped in a city park there. Now,
downtown.
Downtown. Let's talk about, what do you think you could do as a Republican representative in LD-10 that the current office holders who are Democrats are not doing?
Oh, there's a lot that's going on. They keep touting that, they're education supporters. But if you go look at all of the education bills that went through, most of those they voted against.
Because it wasn't their idea.
Because it wasn't their idea. And it didn't fit their
narrative.
And
it wasn't a Democrat.
And it wasn't a Democrat who developed it.
So here's the thing. My big thing with any Democrat legislator who says they're pro-education, the biggest problem is you can't look at the mismanaged school districts of the TUSD, Sunnyside, AmFi, and just sit there and go, oh, they're doing great.
I think it's also interesting that they all are pro-education and none of them have ran for a seat on any of the school boards.
Well, this is the same thing when we went through the stuff with Steve Farley, right? Farley would talk, and I said, he would I'm doing all this stuff to get TUSD more money. And I would say, what about this, this, and this? And I go, do you ever talk? Remember, I used to say, do you ever talk to Hicks or Stegman? Right?
No.
And he would say,
no, he hated me.
Well, that's life.
By the way, he never did meet with me.
Of course not. Okay, but that's the problem, right? So whoever's sitting in that seat now, no one, if you're not being intellectually honest about what's going on with the dollars already going into school districts right now, I can't take you seriously as a legislator who says on the top end, give me more money, give me more money, give us more money.
And here's what gets me on a lot of these. They'll come out and they'll say, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and they don't do any of it.
Right.
They don't do it. I've done exactly what I said I was going to do. Now, granted, it's put me in a different limelight, but I did what I said I was going to do. I did not sugarcoat anything. So I have a proven record. They don't have a proven record. I am for police and emergency services. City of Tucson is so below in their police force.
How do you do that from that position? How do you improve Tucson's policing problem?
You work with the individuals that are down there and bring things to light. I think as a state legislator, I'll have a voice and I'll be able to bring out that voice and bring out some of the disparities that's going on in some of the local communities, not just in Tucson, but in some of the other communities.
What's some of the things that you maybe the state legislature could do? Actually, let me start before I get to that. The state legislature hasn't met in a long, long time.
Correct.
Some people...
But they're getting paid.
Well, they are. And some of those people who voted to go sine die, which is to end the session, are people that I would consider usual, you know, conservative-esque Republicans.
Okay, well, but if you listen to the Democrats, they've been pushing to come back into, which I find that absurd.
So my question to you is, do you think that the legislature should be pushing to come back in session now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's so much going on that we need to continue to work on that health care, dental care, public safety, and the state does a lot within the all of the police departments have to go through the state. They're state certified, so the legislature does have some power over that. They need to get off their asses and get back to work.
I keep telling some of these guys and girls, hey, just show up to work every Monday and take a selfie with a sign that says, Doug Ducey, I'm waiting to go back in session. When are you?
Yep.
Because they say, we can't do anything. We're waiting for Doug to call us back. If you're going to wait for Doug to magically, with his magic wand, let you into the doors.
That's bull. That's a cop-out. That's copping out, saying, let's wait for... They even have the power to go back in and say, limited Doug Ducey's power for doing the executive orders.
That's what he's scared of.
They have the power.
Because you have Democrats who would go along with that vote.
Yep.
LD-10 is what geographic area?
It's the east side. It's mainly the east side from Valencia, north up to Snyder Road, that area, and then west. But then it gets kind of weird because it goes really small over by 22nd Broadway.
What's the north-south barrier on the west side of that?
Campbell.
Campbell. Okay. So Campbell east, basically
Campbell
down to
east.
Valencia.
Right.
All right. So there's two other people. You have Ma Bell's running with you in the House side.
Right. There's Ma Bell who's running also.
Gummery is her last name.
Two seats. And we're hoping to gain both those seats.
And then Justine Wadsack is running for Senate.
Correct.
In LD-10 also.
Yep.
So, well, Mike, I think this is a good seat for you. I think you got a good shot here. You got some good name ID. You've obviously won a lot of votes in the last city council election, so.
Yeah, I think it was either 52 or 57% of the vote. So I even beat the incumbent in Ward 2.
Okay.
So. Well,
like I said, I think there's an opportunity here for you. And you might be the good fly in the ointment they need up there.
I think I am. I think I'm the best candidate to go up there because I'm committed. I've been working. I've been a blue-collar worker all my life. Contrary to some popular people thinking differently, I am an educator. I've been teaching at Pima Community College for over 30 years. So I know the education side of it. I was on the TUSD school board. Not only was I on the TUSD school board, I was the only school board candidate or member who went to the schools all the time, all the different events, sporting events and everything.
All right. What's the website, Michael?
My website is hicks4tucson.com. It's up now. I'm looking for volunteers and still looking for donations. I saw that the AZ Star put in that I only had $700, so they were trying to make it look like whatever.
Right.
And I got a little more than $700. But I am running a lean campaign.
Okay.
I don't want to be indebted to, special interests and lobbyists and all them. So I am working for the citizens of Tucson and the citizens of LD-10. I want to make our lives better and make Tucson back to be a sunshine.
All right. Hicks4tusd.com. All right, Mike. Good luck, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, and I hope to be back, and please vote for me.
All right. Michael Hicks, LD-10 House of Representatives.
Thanks.
Anytime.